Hey guys, welcome to Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. Yeah. I'm William, the Opinion Update.
And I'm Positive Chuck Mockler.
And we are here on Tuesday.
Doing our thing.
Twitter Tuesday, which we do every Tuesday. That's on Twitter, at Locked On Clips. Check us out. We go live every Tuesday, generally around 1, but we'll keep you updated.
It's flexible.
If you're ever unable to join the stream, just send us your questions, at Locked On Clips.
Yep.
Anytime during the week.
Will Updike at Charles Mockler.
We're always around. We're always here for it. So today is a little bit of a loose episode.
Yeah.
We're going to dive a little bit into the waving of Luke Mbamute.
Yeah.
Goodbye to the prince. Good night, sweet prince.
Yeah. Tough season. I feel bad for him.
Definitely. Definitely a rough way to go out. I'm not sure if he'll be around in the league, but we can talk about that a little bit later. And then we'll just be taking questions kind of throughout. We might talk playoffs. General Clips talk, guys.
We got a stressful day tomorrow, so we're keeping it pretty laid back today. Before we get into the players that we could sign before Luke's wave, someone on the stream mentioned it. Big shout out to Tom's Urban. Head over there before the game tomorrow. They got some pretty good happy hours. You can get giant beers for very cheap.
Oh, yeah. They have a beer bigger than 22 ounces. I don't remember the exact ounce, but it might be 36. I don't know.
So Luke Mbamute was waived. Kind of unsurprisingly, I think.
Yeah.
For most people. So now there's some chatter that we might, we obviously have room to sign somebody.
Yeah.
But if you've taken a look at this buyout market, it is not good right now. It is one of the worst, I would say, right now. Someone on the stream is saying, let's bring back Kamen. Maybe, you know?
Somebody also mentioned Juwan Evans, former Clipper. I don't know, man. We already have a bunch of guys in a similar mold that don't get playing time, so I don't really know how that one would work out.
We kind of broke down. I asked a couple people. I just asked Clipper Nation on Twitter. We kind of broke down some names people wanted to see. Right off the bat, I want to get this one out of the way. Stop saying Melo.
Yeah, man.
We're not going to sign Carmelo.
It doesn't really fit in.
It doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit in at all on that second unit, and the defense is so poor you can't have Melo and Lou on the floor at the same time, and then possibly, and depending on the center matchup, having Trez out there too.
It'd be terrible.
It's just not really the greatest matchup.
And if we sign him, we give him like Chandler's minutes.
Yeah, which I like Chandler still. Like, he hasn't always been the most consistent from an offensive perspective, but like the effort is there.
I like him more than Melo on defense.
As he gets more clearly healed, I do still think that while he was getting his beginning minutes and playing time, he was still working through pain or an injury or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, for sure.
So John Cooperman is saying a big center type.
That'd be great. There's just not really any out there.
Honestly, the biggest thing we need to address to me is the wing depth, especially if teams are going to be hard trapping Lou Will, which I think it's a safe bet
that they are
100% going to be doing. We need another shooter, and it'd be great to have somebody who can play solid D as well.
Someone just asked, where's Cole Aldrich? He's available. He is available. If I had to assume where he is right now, he was hanging out in his backyard looking at a freshly mowed lawn.
Is he... He got waived by the Wizards?
He was on the list of the current free agents that I was looking at earlier.
Okay, all right.
So Cole Aldrich is available. I got J.R. Smith a few times. First of all, still on the Cavs.
Yeah.
Still firmly rostered on the Cavs.
Yeah, that's very weird.
So let's say we do get him. Again, he goes to the second unit and takes Temple's minutes. Just doesn't seem like he'd fit with the team. If the chemistry is there, I can maybe see it. But again, he's just still on the Cavs.
Yeah, he's not even not available, so it's not even a real possibility. So I'm going to waive this one. I'm sorry. It's just not even a possibility. So no need to go too deep into it. I would probably buy a J.R. Smith jersey.
For the Clippers, that'd be pretty tight.
I was a fan.
With J.R. Smith on the back of it.
I was a fan. A lot of people on the live stream are shouting out Ben McLemore.
Yeah, he's been talked about a bunch.
Which I think is an interesting one. I don't know if I love the fit, but...
He seems the most serviceable of the people available right now in the free agent pool.
Yeah.
It is very shallow, if you will. There was a Twitter user who suggested Desi Rodriguez. He's a G League guy for the Clippers right now. I'm going to be honest. I haven't seen him play that much. His stats in college were good, but it doesn't seem like he's getting a bunch of run for the Agua Caliente Clippers, so I'm not really sure if that would work. And it doesn't seem like he'd get any play in the playoffs, I don't think.
Oh, man. Ben McLemore has also been posting like net ratings in negative double digits for like the past couple seasons. So I don't really know if that's that great of a fit. I think as a three-point shooter, he's only around like the 30% mark. Oh, no, he's solid. He's shot 42% this year.
That's not bad.
Most of his career, though, he's around 35%.
And this would be, I feel like any player we sign would be like a spot guy. This isn't a guy who's getting a bunch of minutes. This is a guy who's going to come in maybe when we need a spell or something like that.
Agreed. Yeah. I'd also like, Ben McLemore is a little undersized for me because we need somebody specifically to be a true size small forward.
For sure. A couple people have mentioned Nick Young on the stream.
So Nick Young.
And I'm going to go ahead and cede this to my co-host, William Updike, who's been preaching Nick Young for a couple of days now.
Nick Young, as soon Nick Young popped into my mind. He was the most obvious choice as soon as Luke was waived. I do like the devil may care idea of Melo, but like as a realistic person who could contribute, I like Nick Young. He's pretty solid defender. He has been posting this season in the short amount of games that he played. He posted a defensive rating of 103.8, which I mean, these stats are like not 100%, but those are around Rudy Gobert numbers, just like just for a point of reference. That's really solid. And his offense has gotten a little bit less consistent, but I think that could change maybe with some more playing time.
So you want more playing time for Nick Young?
I mean, more than he was getting more than he was getting on Denver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That Denver team is just like pretty deep. There wasn't any real need for him, and then I honestly don't know why Denver waived him, because I like him. I like the idea of if he's the guy who comes off your bench as like a possible third unit guy for like 6 minutes or something.
Yeah,
he can spot up.
Shoot.
He's extremely confident, which I think just even if he's not knocking down shots, that keeps the defense honest. And
for
I
sure.
think that there's something to that, to guys who no matter what are going to put up the ball. And unlike Melo, who kind of needs more dribbles.
Nick Young does not need those.
Yeah, Nick Young does not need that. He's not going to slow down the offense. So if people are saying Omri Caspi.
We kind of had like a revelation today when we were looking this up. He got surgery 2 months ago on his knee.
Yeah.
And he was cut from the Grizzlies because they didn't know if he was going to return. Basically, they needed the roster spot. But if he was healthy, I would love Omri Caspi.
If he was healthy, once again, I'm putting this in the category of not real just because of the injury. I don't think that he would realistically be back. I think that's part of the reason the Grizzlies waived him. I mean, amongst other things, but... I like Omri Caspi. The
Godspeed all that recovery.
Like if he was available, but otherwise I do. I mean, if we're looking to add someone, which I'm doubtful. I'm actually a little bit doubtful that we will. But I do like Nick Young the best out of the kind of shallow of talent that's available out there.
Tim Hiley, I apologize if I pronounced that wrong. He is at BinBoy92. Gave kind of one of the more interesting suggestions, which was Tony Allen.
This one came out of left field for me.
I didn't even think about this. I'm not against it. I'm not really pro it. He's 37 years old, which is old.
Yeah, 37 is old.
But he was, BinBoy92 was saying, might have a couple defensive possessions in the tank.
Yeah.
So if someone's getting hot, we throw Bev and Allen out there, which would just be annoying. I'm not saying it'd be very effective, but it'd be a very annoying backcourt to go against.
Yeah. He also hasn't played, though, in more than a full season, I'm pretty sure.
Fresh legs.
I don't know. I think that makes it really, really difficult.
Yeah.
But
he just doesn't really do much else other than a couple first-team all-defense. Someone said Tony Allen isn't retired. He was on the list of free agents I was looking at. I'll find the website I was looking at.
I mean, is anybody really retired if a team was like, hey, we want to bring you on for our playoff run?
Yeah,
I honestly think almost anybody would come out and do that. People are saying Zebo. I don't get the fit, personally.
He can't. I think he'd just be the same defensive liabilities right now as kind of Trez. He's just older and slow.
I agree. Yeah, he's just older. He had a similar game kind of to Trez. And he can't space the floor at all. And I think that that's going to be the biggest thing for the second unit. We need more shooters.
One of my guys, Jeffrey LaVerne. If you play 2K and you start a franchise, you know I'm talking about Jeffrey LaVerne. He's a pretty good outside shooter. He can get streaky. He's not terrible at outside shooting.
Okay.
But not a whole lot else offered.
Yeah.
He would be kind of a stretch guy. People
threw out Wes Johnson, which seems like a cruel joke. That's absurd to me. Nobody wants Wes Johnson back. I apologize if you do. It's my opinion that we do not.
Garrett Chorpening, we're very sorry. We don't want Wes Johnson back. There was one more I was trying
people
to
think people are saying of. Mo Spates.
Yeah.
All right.
I like his attitude. He's definitely kind of got a... someone said Jeffrey Lieberman, 2K GOAT. Absolutely a 2K GOAT. Mo Spates, I like his attitude for the team.
Yeah.
He's a really good... He's a guy who I think I could slide in well, I don't think. Someone on the stream said, I never want to hear Wes Johnson's name ever again.
That's fair.
That is fair.
Well, you threw out a weird one, which was Joe Johnson.
Oh, yeah, dude. Why not?
Which I think is interesting.
ISO Joe, dude.
I don't know. I wish that he was still...
Better?
I wish that he was still the Joe Johnson. Even towards the end of his career there when he was playing with the Jazz, he was really, really solid. But I don't think that one's gonna work.
Just not anymore. Guys, coming up after this quick break.
Someone said Michael B. Jordan. I don't know if they meant Michael Jeffrey Jordan, but Michael B. Jordan I'm down for.
He could throw in some minutes. Guys, coming up after this break, we got a pretty hot take from Will about maybe not even needing anybody. But first, one more time, got to remind you, head over to Tom's Urban. Hope you watch the NCAA final there. You can watch the Clippers playoff games over there.
That's right.
70 TVs. Great drink specials, pretty good barbecue chicken pizza if that's your thing, or a classic pepperoni. Coming up after this, more, what is it, playoff player signing possibilities?
Sure.
I don't know, coming up right now.
Someone did clarify on the live stream that they meant Michael B. Jordan, not Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Okay.
And, you know, he's still in good shape.
yeah.
I think I'd prefer, if we're going actors, Idris.
Idris, yeah, he's not doing anything right now.
Who is a real hooper?
Mashal Ali.
Yeah.
Played college basketball.
Mahershala was a real hooper. Played for St. John's.
Yeah.
Which you gotta love. So
let's get into this take you have about one of the young guys.
Okay, yeah. So my thing is, I don't know that we need anyone. I think that we're kind of sitting on some great talent right under our noses that haven't gotten enough play yet. And I specifically want to just throw a mention of Angel Delgado.
He's our guy. We've been preaching the gospel of Delgado for a while.
And I think that he could fit in a forward role. I think, honestly, he fits in one of the forward roles a little bit better than he would a center role with our current constructed roster. Shooting would definitely be an issue. But defensively, he actually currently has the fifth best defensive rating in the entire league.
What?
At 68.8, which I didn't even know you could get a defensive rating that low.
Who's higher?
It's guys who don't play.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a bunch of names that I don't recognize. Giannis's brother is in the top in net ratings.
Hell yeah.
Very small sample size.
People on the live stream are very open to this Delgado minutes. He's a bit of a problem. He's a thick dude for a four. He's like a big dude for a four. He can rebound.
I think if you're going, obviously offensively it doesn't help, but if you're going all defensive on the second unit, maybe.
For sure.
Maybe when the score is a little bit close and the starters need a little bit of a break, you can throw in this all defensive lineup, with Delgado. Maybe even Motley. Maybe just go super big.
Man. Go super big, super young.
Go Motley, Delgado, Trez, and I don't know. See what happens. Motley can shoot the ball a little bit. I don't know if I would call him a spacer, but
he's not a spacer.
If he knocked down 1-3, he would be the spacer for the rest of a series.
Exactly. And this is a situation where if we run into, basically the possibilities right now are Golden State seems like a pretty real possibility for the playoffs. So we're going to need guys who we can throw in who can just maybe disrupt rhythm.
Definitely.
And get some stops.
Yeah.
Which goes back to my Tony Allen point. No, I'm just kidding. Another free agent expectation. This is a kind of question for you too. Has your free agent expectations differed from the beginning of the season with how well we've done this season? Or do you still hold the same?
No, I've always been in the boat of my expectation. I mean, obviously if things go well is one max guy, one guy who has at some point in the last 5 years finished in the top five in MVP voting.
Oh, okay. I like that criteria.
I mean, and I realize that that's a very lofty goal, but
should be the goal, I think.
And that would be one tier one, tier two would at least be someone who's an all-star. But we'll see. A lot of love for Matt Barnes going on there.
Maybe. He fights. I like that. There was another one. Someone's been saying, Anthony Bennett was a name that popped up on the stream a few times.
As a
signing.
As a signing?
Yeah. He's right. He's playing for the Agua Caliente. Or he was playing for the Caliente. He had a couple clutch threes.
Nah.
People are talking on the live stream, I'd rather have KD than Kawhi, but I'd be okay with Hayward if we can get picks for him. I don't want Gordon Hayward.
I don't want Gordon Hayward either.
He's still coming back from a rough injury. He's played really well the last couple games. Absolutely.
Yeah, he is coming back, and I do think he's one of those guys who, in a different system, in a different look, could maybe look better. You know, he's got a lot of issues, like just finding playing time with that roster. And, you know, they've obviously had their own internal turmoil and other things going on that's hard to account
for sure,
in terms of his progress on the season.
Matt Chonger with some dissent from some people. I really hope they don't use that roster spot on another big man.
I agree.
Well, we're kind of in that rock and a hard place right now where we have like young big guys who need to develop who are tweeners.
Yeah.
And also a little bit of defensive liability on the second unit down low.
Yeah.
So like there's this weird, we're in that situation at the beginning of the year, like when we just had that log jam of guards where we have a bunch of guys at the same position who don't necessarily
fit.
Like
the mold.
All cover their own like shortcomings, but you can't play three centers at once.
I agree.
Could if I was coach, because that's how I get
it. And in terms of free agents, I really hope we wouldn't waste a signing on a center. No disrespect to Vucevic, who's having a career year.
Yeah.
Another one of those guys who would fit the no all-star mold of the current Clippers.
Yeah.
I'm just not that interested in that. We would have to waive some, but I think we would have to dump Zubats if we were going to make a free agent signing and use it on a center.
It seems like he seems like he's hopefully going to be trending upward, and he's still very cheap.
Yeah.
So it's like we can't really get rid of it.
And I don't know. I still feel like we haven't gotten a fair shake on what he's going to look like.
He's had an up and down career, especially just so far, especially in the beginning of this year when like he was playing for the Lakers and then JaVale McGee complained and then he was out. And then he also at some points in the beginning of the season, Zubats looked terrible.
Yeah.
Like
definitely,
there were points where he looked really bad. This kind of people are talking about KD on the stream. KD has now praised Shea and Shamet publicly.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. Time to overreact or just a veteran giving credit to rookies where it's due? I think kind of time to overreact. I think he likes.
Wow!
I'm being honest. I think it's time to overreact a little bit. I think it's always fantastic when a guy like KD in his situation is praising two players who are locked up for multiple years on a cheap contract.
Definitely.
I think it's awesome. I was like way too excited about it. I was like, "Oh, this is great!" I don't really think it means he's leaning towards the Clippers at all, but it does give me a little bit of hope.
If we're being honest, I think outside of maybe New York, I don't think KD has really considered free agency at all.
Damn.
Just to be honest, I think that he already gets a lot of stuff for how tangled up he gets in off-court activities.
Yeah. He's feuding with Richard Jefferson.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. He's like replying to everything. It's so petty. I still kind of love it just because he can back it up. He is such a great player. But I don't honestly think that he's given much like credence or thought to any destination post this season.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing to him probably is getting that three-peat. And then the only reason I would think that he's considered New York is just because of his agent's connections.
Yeah, the market's huge. Someone just said, time to start adding him on Twitter to recruit. Go for it. I think that's great. Michael Beasley was the name that was just thrown out.
As a signing. We had the chance. I think we're good.
Is he just hanging out right now? I hope he is.
Yeah.
He sign a contract?
I don't think he signed a contract in China yet, but I believe that's where things are headed for him.
Okay. I hope he does. He was great in China.
Yeah.
Shout out to China for giving people great careers. Would you play in China if you were an ex-NBA player?
I would play in China now if they would have me.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
We should be the first team to add a WNBA player.
Let's add that girl in high school who can just throw down at will. Oh, computer almost went down. Clippers did have an emotional meeting with KD, his last free agency. Very good point. What does that even mean? Did they cry together?
They all cried.
They watched an early screening of A Star Is Born and just sobbed. Guys, coming up after this, we're going to be talking a little bit of some how everyone's feeling about the playoffs, some more player stuff. But first, Will, how can I film the inside of my apartment when I'm not home?
Just leave your camera on?
But my camera's my phone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Dang.
I guess you're out of options then.
I think, oh, well, I'm not. I need to go to wyze.com, wyze.com/lockedon. Special offers, premium features that allow you to see everything in your apartment.
Any, crucial.
Only $20, 1080p, full HD, night vision, two-way audio. For $10 more, you get the cam pan, which gives you 360 coverage to look at all the weird stuff happening in your living space while you're gone. Maybe your pets have like an investment banker's meeting you don't know about. Maybe your in-laws are moving stuff around. You can patrol your room. Again, that is wyze.com/lockedon for a special offer. So how are you feeling about the playoffs right now? After that weekend, we've had a couple of days to digest.
Honestly, I was giving way more thought to the playoffs, I would say, a week ago than I have been recently.
Okay.
I think right now the most important thing to me is just this game tomorrow.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I just feel like a lot is riding on it, and obviously a lot is riding on it. But yeah, I kind of have been a little bit out of playoff thoughts just since we... Just since we had a couple of
tough goes,
and honestly, I think that like the team, especially the young guys, might have gotten a little carried away with the playoff thinking.
Okay,
that seemed to be what some of the veterans
Lou mentioned
thought.
That.
Yeah, like Lou Williams had kind of mentioned.
No one was getting thrown under the bus also. This was just like,
I
think we took our mind off the goal a little bit.
Yeah, I think it was just a situation where once we knew we had locked the spot, we maybe took our foot off the gas a little bit, and it was just enough to kind of,
fall.
Give us a little bit of a stumble.
Someone on the stream just said the Lakers beating the Jazz made him feel better.
You said the same thing earlier.
I was like, dude, I totally agree. The harsh weekend will get us refocused for the playoffs. That's what I like.
That's what I'm hoping.
This team, shout out Sleepy Brown. This team is great because something like this, at no point did I think we're screwed for the rest of the season in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all kind of assumed that their mentality was going to come together. They were going to jump start it. We were missing so many key guys. Bev, Jermichael, and Gallo are all available to play tomorrow.
Okay.
Which I'm hoping they all go.
Yeah.
Two out of three would be not the worst, but two out of three have to go.
Yeah.
Of those guys for us to have a chance tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to be firing on all cylinders. I don't know, man. It's just the last home game. It would be a real bummer to not be able to close
game.
This one out.
Like,
so I've definitely been thinking about that a lot more than the playoffs.
Someone pointed out a good stat, 0-4 without Pat Bev. Yeah. I mean, that kind of says a lot about it.
Yeah. Oh, agreed.
We got to bring, and this, I think this also goes into, this team is in a great spot right now.
Yeah.
Next year, if we get a max guy, that's going to be fantastic.
Definitely.
Still developing.
Yeah.
Still developing. So re-signing Pat Bev is even more crucial.
Yeah. You know, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't really sure what to expect out of Pat Bev. Obviously, we knew great defender. We knew there was going to be a little bit of a road to recovery. His intro to the starting lineup was really rough.
First part of the year was weird.
The offense was really, really poor. But it's just become more and more apparent how crucial he is to this team, like as a glue guy, as a veteran leader.
He's like a player coach almost too. He's almost like a mental wellness coach in terms of getting the guys focused.
Yeah. What is anybody thinking about out there about like Pat Bev's contract for next year? Like what are you willing to offer? How many years would you want to go?
I think I'd throw him 2 years, a little above market value to show him we respect and appreciate everything he's done.
And what are you considering a little above market value? Because he'd obviously be eligible for veterans min, which is I think around 4.8, 4.3. And then, or a mid-level, which I think would be closer to 7, depending on our cap situation.
I would give him the mid-level if we could.
Yeah.
I think that'd be totally fine.
Somebody said 2.18 million? Are you kidding me?
No, I think he's meaning 2 for 18 million. 2 years for 18
million.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I mean,
I would
2
be
for 18,
yeah.
That'd be sick.
That'd be great.
Somebody said like a Lou Will contract. Yeah, I think obviously I think it might be a little bit lower than that. I don't know if he's really at that 8-a-year deal. If it was front-loaded like Will's was and maybe a little shorter,
2 years,
I think
14.
That'd be pretty solid.
Sleepy Brown said 2 years, 14.
Though. 2 years, 14. I like.
I'm okay with that.
I think anything sub 8 is probably a good deal for Pat.
But I'm also like fine if he gets
if
more than 8.
If it's front loaded, I think that like 8, upwards of 8.5 is fine as long as it's not in the later years of the contract.
And no more than I mean, I only want 2 years, no more than three, though.
Yeah, that'd I mean, it's just like, it's just too hard to know where he's going to be at.
Someone's commenting, I think he loves it here and doesn't want to leave. Agreed. It seems like the front office really likes him, too. This summer, need to extend Lou and Trez. I think we need to wait on the Trez extension. I think Trez is smart enough to not sign an extension right now. I think he knows that he can get a lot more money maybe on his next contract. I don't think he signs an extension this offseason.
Trez?
Yeah. I think he waits.
I want him to. I would guess that he's going to bet on himself and he's going to wait.
As he absolutely should. And I want him to wait, or I want him to sign the extension. But if I was him, it'd be hard to not want to bet on yourself after this year, especially with Lou coming back too. So his stats theoretically are going to be similar-ish to what they are this year.
Definitely.
And maybe even better if we get a top-tier guy.
Someone's commenting on the live stream. I believe they're talking about Pat, but signing him for 2+ years is attractive to other free agents. I agree.
Oh, I like that point.
I think there's good something. I can't remember if it was Landry or who said it, but having guys on your team like Trez and Lou who are but Trez and Pat who are willing to do like the dirty work, I think goes a long way because it means that you don't have to do that. You know, yeah, like if you're a marquee free agent.
For sure. Someone just asked who changes their numbers when Kawhi comes, Shea or Kawhi. It would obviously be Kawhi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kawhi has to change.
He's going to choose like some goofy number like 86 or like something like that.
Somebody was asking about the last matchup to the Jazz. It was a really close one. We ended up losing that 105 to 111. We were on the road. It was...
was it a back-to-back night?
It was not a back-to-back night. But we had dropped... Oh, I guess we hadn't. I thought we had dropped a couple games then, but we played the Jazz, or we played the Nuggets, Mavs, and then the Jazz. It was pretty close.
Winnable game.
Earlier in the season, they blew us out by like 20. So, that's a little bit harder of a rundown, though, just because... You know, that was so long ago. That was back in January. Damn. So
yeah, that's so hard. We've talked about this yesterday a little bit. The consistency of like film and just the current actual starting lineup and the bench guys has been so jumbled. It's hard to get a read on anybody really against these playoff teams.
I think that's been a big. I mean, it's going to be a big issue for any team that makes a lot of moves at the trade deadline. You miss the advantage of getting all that film that you would get against
sweet
teams.
Film.
Which I do think is a little bit of a hamper. However, conversely, your opponent doesn't get that film either.
Oh, yeah, we got tricks up our sleeve. I had a terrible theory that we were just holding everyone out of the Golden State game just as like an ace up our sleeve.
That's absurd.
I don't think that's true.
That's ridiculous.
Guys, coming up, we're going to end the recording. We're going to hang on the live stream for a little bit. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have a preview of the ever so crucial game against the Jazz.
Yeah.
I said it a couple weeks ago, it's the most important game of the season.
It's been looking like it would be that way all season long. Came down the wire. So
we're going to have a preview for that. We're going to have a What Could Have Been Wednesday segment for you guys. And then just talk about Ralph's legacy a little bit. Maybe some of our favorite moments from the season and whatnot. Thank you for tuning in on the live stream. And yeah, I've been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks for listening.